Herbs in Action. Reflections and stories from the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Botany in Action Fellows discussing herbs from around the world.
My name is Becky Dalton, and I'm a graduate student at Duke University, and I study how climate change affects plants and their pollinators. And I work in two different systems in North Carolina and Colorado, and I study a plant from the genus Claytonia, which are spring beauties. So you might see them come out really early in the spring, and they're kind of the first things to pop out after winter. And the herb I'm going to be talking about today is the red clover. So it's in the bean family, which means it's really closely related to peas or chickpeas or alfalfa. And although it's native to Europe, Western Asia, and parts of Africa, it has been naturalized in a lot of areas like the US. So you will see it around this area. It's been here for a while. And although it's really unassuming in appearance, so it's really small, it maybe grows up to 30 inches maximum, it has this really beautiful red flower. It's pretty densely packed. So the flower is mostly pollinated by bumblebees, and in addition to it being used as a medicinal herb, which I'll talk about in a second, it has agricultural importance. So it's really good at taking nitrogen from the atmosphere and converting it into a type that plants can use. So a lot of people will plant it before they plant corn, or they'll use it as a feed for animals. It does have a lot of agricultural importance. And now to its medicinal uses. So in the past, it's been used to cleanse blood, and it is thought to reduce the risk of clots and clear toxins. It was also used to calm upset stomachs, clear mucus, and cause asthmatic symptoms. In order to use this medicinal herb, a lot of people will purchase it online in teas or tinctures or in a pill form as well. It adds a really sweet, light flavor to teas. In addition to that, the red clover has a chemical that's kind of like estrogen to humans. So it's been thought that it helps reduce menopausal symptoms like hot flashes and tiredness. And there is some implication that it might actually prevent breast cancer. The jury's still out on that, but there's somebody researching that.
Herbs in Action is a collaboration between Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Saturday Light Brigade, and is made possible by the Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation, dedicated to educating the community about the many benefits and uses of herbs. To hear this feature again, or to learn more about herbs from around the world, visit mjbergerfoundation.org.